Cancun start from only $10.29. Or make it a full week at Grand Sunset Princess All Suites Resort and Spa starting from just $12.29. Both trips include round-trip nonstop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, taxes, and fees. Call the Travel Gals at 636-300-0204 to book your trip today. That's the Travel Gals, 636-300-0204. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting May 4th, including air on Frontier from St. Louis, and taxes and fees including September 11th security fee. See airline website for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. $125 per person deposit with AVOK and full payment due 45 days prior to departure.
Are you suffering with your dentures? Are you suffering from not being able to eat what you want? Well, we have a solution. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. He is fully certified, trained, and an expert in dental implants. He can take your existing dentures and turn them into new implants, and you'll be able to eat anything you want. The results are truly amazing. He can take your existing dentures, or he can start fresh. Either way, people are able to eat corn on the cob, they're able to eat their favorite steak, and they're actually able to enjoy their life again. Dental implants is the way to go, and you want to go with somebody you can trust. And you can trust Dr. Bowen. He's been an expert in this for years. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. Even if you're looking for a second opinion, call Dr. Bowen. He'll be happy to give you a free consultation. Dr. Bowen and dental implants for your existing dentures or from scratch. Dr. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hey fans, this season the Cardinals are giving away six replica jerseys throughout the year. That's right, there are six replica jerseys this season. There's the Matt Carpenter batting practice jersey, the Saturday alternate, Adam Wainwright jersey. There's even a jersey for the kids. You can get tickets to all six games that feature jersey giveaways, plus four more through the 10-game jersey pack, or buy them as an individual game ticket. Cardinals baseball, it's where tradition meets today. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Celebrate the tradition of Cardinals baseball this season with incredible bobblehead giveaways. Those giveaways will include the Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, Al Robosky, and Lance Berkman bobbleheads. The bobblehead giveaways also include the stars of today. There's the Yadier Molina and Matt Carpenter bobbleheads. That's not all. There's the Harry Carey bobblehead as well. Get your tickets through one of our 5-game or 10-game promotional packs, or as an individual game ticket. 2015 means bobbleheads. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Bill Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Bill. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Easy, you're on the freeway.
Sorry, I've never driven a car before.
What? Back at the dealership, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Oh, I know I'm an excellent candidate for a car loan. I pulled an 809 FICO score at Experian.com. I've just never been behind the wheel.
You know how to buy a car, but you've never driven one?
Pretty much. So, if I buy this bad boy, I'm going to need you to throw in some driving lessons.
Get your credit swagger on. Become a member of Experian Credit Tracker and find out your FICO score powered by Experian. FICO scores are used in 90% of credit decisions.
Hammer, nails, shingles, ladder.
You're really going to fix the roof yourself?
Yeah, I'm saving money by doing it myself.
Think it'll be enough to cover your medical bill?
Don't try to save a couple of bucks by fixing your roof yourself. Call Neighbors Exterior Solutions. They're not just the contractor. They're a neighbor, and they've completed roofing, siding, windows, gutters, fascia, and more all over the city and suburbs. Before this happens to you, call Neighbors Exterior Solutions at 314-349-2650. Online at neighbors-exteriors.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you ready for some real estate reality?
Spring is nearly here, and this year you won't be alone. The Girard Realty Show is your best resource for expert advice on buying, owning, and selling real estate in the St. Louis area. Every Sunday on the Big 550, listen to the experts, learn how to buy into lower rates, sell into higher prices, and better manage your biggest asset. Get the truth on the Girard Realty Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
That's enough. Shut it off. We're running so late. We just won't even do the music. Let's do a round of introductions. What do you say? The control All right. board is Eon.
Hey!
It's Eon the Peon. Oh, we're brought to you today by Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, financial advisors. Control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not currently happy with your financial advice, we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Ratboy, in this playhouse, if I get to it, I have a very interesting list. They take all 50 states, and they tell you what each state is known for, famous for, has the most of, or the least of. And Wisconsin, what do they say? It has more. What do you think, Ratboy?
Cheese.
That's exactly right. Most cheese is in Wisconsin. Give it up for Bruce Lipperst and the carried away today and got kind of behind. Apologize for that. So we'll get on with it. As you heard Peon say in his introduction where he says hi to his sponsors, he said hi to Mark and Jason. That's Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Stifel Nicolaus, 25, 6, 7 years, something like that. Long enough that they know what they're doing. Now, do you have a financial advisor? If you say no, I don't have enough money to need a financial advisor. If you say that, and you have $25,000 or more that is either already invested or that could be invested, then you're wrong. You do have enough money for a financial advisor. This notion that, the people that go get financial advisors are just people that win the lottery, or somebody gets a movie deal and they get a check for $10 million, they go, oh, man, I need to talk to somebody about what to do with this money. No. The great majority of people who have financial advisors are, one, smart people, and two, they're not wealthy people. They're people who would like, at some point, to be comfortable, maybe even wealthy. That's why they call people like Mark and Jason. And that's what you'll have to do. You'll have to call them and set up an appointment, because they're not going to call you. It's an easy website to remember. And remember, they were Stifel Nicolaus. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. And even if you don't remember that, remember this, markandjason.com. And if you can't remember that, just remember frankopinion.com, because when you go, that website is really nothing more than a reference sponsor, reference sheet or site. So just go there and you'll scroll down alphabetically. Boom, Mark and Jason. There they are. Markandjason.com. I thought of somebody today who was in a scandal, this whole Hillary thing and Ben Carson thing and Bill Cosby. I thought of somebody that just a few weeks ago, some scandalous details were released, and they were confirmed that he was married, had kids, still, but they found he had a girlfriend, I think an apartment, a well-known person in the news media, and he's never missed a beat. He just kept going and ignored it. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Steve Croft.
Oh, 60 wow.
60 Minutes.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
That was recently. We were.
That was just a few weeks ago,
yeah.
And it was everywhere except as a professional courtesy, I don't think that, you know, the NBC News says, well, Steve Croft has a girlfriend, in the same way that they were reluctant to carry the Brian Williams story until it got completely out of hand. Then the other networks had to carry it. But I think it was like a professional courtesy. But Steve Croft, it's almost as if, and he admitted it. He goes, yeah, got me. Girlfriend, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I've let people down. But you know what it proved is that it has nothing to do with his ability to do a 60-minute segment. The fact that he had a girlfriend. So he never missed a beat. He'd gone last week, the week before. Sad songs. The Robin Thicke, Marvin Gaye thing. When I went digging around and comparing the songs, I stumbled on a couple of other sites, and that led to another site, which led to another site, which led me to a site where they had put the list compiled by Rolling Stone magazine of the 40 saddest country songs of all time, because most of the really sad songs are country songs. And then of those sad ones, they listed the 40 saddest songs. Do you want to hear what the top 10 of the top 40 are?
Sure.
The 10th saddest country song ever written, according to Rolling Stone, is Old Shep. I read the lyrics earlier, and I think I saw you guys crying.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The 9th saddest song, and I have to tell you, I've never heard of some of these songs, Long Black Veil, recorded by Lefty Frizzell, a couple of other people as well. Story of a woman who shows up at a gravesite in a long black veil, and I think people are wondering who she is. The inspiration for the song, by the way, according to the writers, the two writers, Danny Dill and Marjon Wilkin, say the inspiration came from a true story, and I've heard this story, of a woman who for years and years regularly, like clockwork, came to visit the grave of Rudolph Valentino, and she was in a black veil, and nobody knew who she was. That was the inspiration. The 8th saddest song, Reba McEntire. These are country songs. She Thinks His Name Was John. I've never heard of it. You ever heard of it?
No.
7th saddest, Hello Waltz. Hello, hello. Farron Young, Hello Waltz, written by Willie Nelson, about a guy who's alone, and all he has is the waltz to talk to. And he's saying, Hello Waltz. The 6th saddest song in country music, according to Rolling Stone, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Dan, you have to know that song. It's a big Johnny Cash song.
Sunday Morning Coming Down.
If you get a chance, pull it and listen to it. It is really, Kris Kristofferson wrote it. It's a terrific song. It's just about how sad it is for lonely people on Sunday morning who get up and put on another dirty shirt because there's not a clean one, have a beer for breakfast, and then try to face another day. The 5th saddest song, John Michael Montgomery, The Little Girl. It's about a little girl whose mom and dad fight all the time. Yeah, it's one of those child abuse kind of things. The 4th, I can't believe this is only 4th. He Stopped Loving Her Today, George Jones.
Oh, wow.
Should have been first. Should have been first. If you don't know that song, folks, I'm telling you, I don't. Go ahead, Dan. Sing a little of it. Go ahead.
That's all I know. He stopped loving her.
It starts off, though, doesn't it? Start off, they placed a wreath upon his door.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. If you've never heard it, folks, I'm telling you, even if you hate country music, George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. 3rd, according to Rolling Stone, saddest country song, Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss, Whiskey Lullaby. Now, I listened to this, and I watched the video, and I'm telling you, man, this is one of those when you watch the video, the song might not get you until you hear it with the video, and it's about a soldier who comes back from active duty, and he's going to surprise his wife, walks in the house, and she's in bed with another guy. So he starts drinking. And he drinks himself to death. And the whole time he's drinking and gradually killing himself. And I love the line where it says he put a bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. Killed himself with whiskey. And she becomes an alcoholic because she realizes that what she did and what he caught her doing is what drove him to kill himself. And she dies. She drank herself to death. So it's called Whiskey Lullaby. Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss. Second saddest song, according to Rolling Stone, ever to be recorded in country music. Hank Williams, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. I will tell you, that is, if you've never listened to the words, hear that lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. And it just gets lonelier and sadder. And this was disappointing when they named the number one the saddest country song ever. I have never heard of this song, Concrete Angel by Martina McBride.
No, never I haven't heard either. Of it. And she's fairly, that should be a fairly newer song.
You know that she used to sell T-shirts for Garth Brooks at his concert?
Yeah, that's how she started. Yeah. And then he let her start singing and stuff, and then she started opening for him. And
She opened for him years ago when we were in country music at Riverpool.
Yeah.
And now look at her. So there you go, the saddest songs. There was a... you know what wasn't on the top 40? You guys are going to hate this, but I have to do this. It didn't even make the top 40 saddest country songs on the Rolling Stone list. Jim, I Wore a Tie Today.
Oh man!
Now, how can that be?
How can that be?
Now, you guys made fun years ago when I played
what?
That song. Yeah, you did.
You did?
You know, hang on here. I'm going to torture you.
I don't remember.
Hold on. I'm going to torture you because I think I have. I played you the Eddie Arnold version, but Johnny Cash recorded Jim, I Wore a Tie Today. Hey, listen to this. I love this song. You laugh if you want.
Jim.
Tell him, Jim, Johnny.
I wore a tie today, the first one that I ever wore.
Now, you listen to these lyrics. Never wore a tie.
And you'd have said that I look like a dummy out of a dry goods store.
A dummy?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Just you don't
Why
hear
are you,
dummy
this
in
This is
songs,
written... This is two guys from the early 1900s, and they called in the dry goods store, which is a clothing store, they called them dummies, not mannequins. And his good friend Jim, who would have laughed at him in a tie, would have said, you look like a dummy in a dry goods store, like a mannequin. You think that's funny?
A little bit.
Sick people.
Oh, Jim. They said a lot of things, but I didn't hear a word. They said,
this is a great song.
My mind kept wandering off down the trail back to the good times we had.
I'm telling you, this is a classic. Should be
riding herd in the sun and the rain, panning for gold on the cuff,
panning for gold with his good buddy.
We did everything,
did it all,
in the books, I guess, and a lot that they never dreamed of.
They were good friends. Jim. Good
Jim.
Friend Jim.
So you're riding on ahead.
Going on ahead to heaven.
Well, if that's how it's going to be. When you reach those streets paved with gold,
Jim,
stake a claim out for me.
For me. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Jim, save me a place in heaven. Stake a claim out for me. I can't believe it wasn't in the top 40. That was a mistake. You laugh if you want.
You just said I look like a dummy.
Out of a dry goods store. You see, you're taking the word dummy completely out of context. They didn't say mannequin like in 1890.
Jim.
Right, that's it. You know what?
I'm not sharing any more emotions. Yeah, it kind of loses it.
Yeah, it's not the same if you put the word mannequin.
You just said, I look like a mannequin.
I just wonder if there are any other song with dummy in it. I doubt it.
Not that I'll ever play for you. Hey, there's still hope for America. USC, University of Southern California, Irvine campus. The student, legislative council of the campus, a bunch of students, they put a resolution together, these knuckleheads, wanting to ban all American flags, well, all flags, including the American flag, from the campus at USC. And so they presented it to, the USC, whoever you present it to, and the powers that be struck it down. And here's their quote, and this tells me there's hope for America. This is from USC Irvine saying that the student government was misguided in this request. And here's their quote. The misguided decision was not endorsed or supported in any way by the campus leadership, the University of California, or the broader student body. The views of a handful of students passing a resolution do not represent the opinions of the nearly 30,000 students on this campus and have no influence on the policies and practices of the university. The American flag is still proudly flying throughout our campus and will continue to do so.
Yes. Yes. USC. USC.
Still hope. Now, how would you like to find out your kid was one of the ones in that video with the N-word for that fraternity? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. And the house mother, too, is on.
Yes, and I watched the video with the N-word actually intact. And for those of you who think that in 2015 there's not still racism on both sides, you are sadly mistaken. And how embarrassing and humiliating, because their names will be known. They're visible in the video. Their little preppy suit and tie, rich kids going to college of their fraternity saying, we don't want any N-words in our fraternity. Wow, how embarrassing for the families, as it should be. And earlier at the beginning of the show, I talked about Ronnie Lee Gardner. Utah has decided to reinstate a firing squad as the method for capital punishment if they can't get a hold of the lethal injection drugs at the time of the execution. And the last firing squad execution was 2010. It was in June. It was Ronnie Lee Gardner. And I thought I'd share with you, as I promised earlier, a little bit about that. His last meal was steak, lobster tail, apple pie, vanilla ice cream, and 7-Up. And then he fasted for 48 hours. They asked Ronnie Lee if he had any last words, and he says, I do not know. Well, he lied. Those are 4 last words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you have any last words, you just look at him. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
He was executed by firing squad, and this is the part I never knew, in a metal chair in the chamber of Utah State Prison, and there are 2 narrow rifle ports that you can see if you're sitting in the chair. You know there's somebody behind a wall, and you can see where the barrels come out, but you don't know who they are. And there were 5 cops, 4 with live ammo, 1 with a non-lethal wax bullet. They all had identical Winchester 30 caliber rifles, and they shot from 25 feet at a target that was pinned to his chest, so they'd shoot him in the heart. Now, I know there are people listening going, this is so horrible, I can't listen to it. Yeah, you can. He was a double murderer, and he was a scumbag. And by the way, he asked to be shot. Do you remember this? He had the choice back then, and he asked to be shot, killed by firing squad. They were going to do lethal injection, and they honored his request to be shot. He was put in restraints, a black metal chair, had a hood over his head, sandbags were around him to absorb any ricochet, and from 30 feet, the Winchesters fired, and boom, 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 that was it. Now, when they went over to check him, and they took the hood off, they did 2 things to confirm he was dead. One was check his pulse. What do you think the other one was?
His eyes.
Very good, Dan. Pupillary light reflex.
Yeah.
They raise his lid and shine a light, and if his pupils don't dilate, he's done. How'd you know that?
I don't know.
You're like a savant.
Yeah.
You're an execution savant.
I have no idea.
Ladies, get in here, please. We're running late. And sometimes you shock us.
Nice. I shock myself.
Seriously, how'd you know that?
I don't know. I really don't.
So you have stuff in there that you don't even know you had in there.
It
just comes out sometimes. This is a good joke considering something we just did. That's all I'll tell you. I'll give it away. A couple's married. The husband is in his late 80s. He's old. He's hard of hearing. He's an old guy. And one morning his wife realizes about 2 o'clock in the morning, on a Sunday morning, she looks over and he's not in bed. So she's concerned and she gets up and walks down the hall and finds him in the bathroom covering his penis with black shoe polish.
Ooh.
And she said, Tom, you really, What are you doing? He said, I'm doing what they said to do on the news before we went to bed tonight. She said, you know what? You have to get those hearing aids. What they said you're supposed to do is turn your clock back.
Let's get a look at traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, it's not much better. It's kind of a nightmare out here this afternoon. We've got a new crash now. It is on Manchester at Ranke, which would be a little bit west of Old Baldwin Road. They have the left lane in each direction and the center lane blocked. It's a head-on collision, and then somebody else crammed into that one. So you eastbound drivers, you're slowing from Clarkson up to Ranke. Westbound drivers, really not bad. There. They've cleared the accident on Highway at Lindbergh at Highway 44. We have a new crash on southbound 270 at Highway 70 that had the left lane blocked. That accident on westbound 70 near Forestell, only the left lane is blocked now, but traffic is backed up to Highway 40. Not much relief on westbound 40. You're still running slow pockets from Kings Highway out to Mason. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing midway between Kings Highway and Grand. We'll call it Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. On southbound 270, you also have some slow traffic now from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. A stalled tractor trailer right where east and westbound Highway 44 emerges onto southbound 270. And that's causing westbound 44 to jam up in that right lane from Lindbergh, eastbound from Mirage. And westbound 44 is also slowing from Soccer Park out through Merritts. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean. From wipes, paper towels, and sponges to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners. Make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Granite Busters, they're upping the offer.
When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all of this absolutely free. A stainless steel undermount sink valued at $350, free. A sink grate valued at $100, free. And now, for a limited time only, a brand new bathroom vanity worth $700 for free.
Nobody, and we mean nobody, can touch this offer.
Stop in and check out over 135 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab from over 500 in stock at the Granite Busters Design Center Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse. Learn about Granite Busters Lifetime Installation Warranty, Lifetime Granite Sealer, and discover their amazing digitally precise templating, stone fabrication, and seam matching technology. Granite Busters.
Granite Busters.
At 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Visit online at granitebusters.com.
New customers only. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends April 17th, 2015.
Spring is here, and that means St. Patrick's Day parades all over the place, which means a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of green beer, and a whole lot of waiting in line for porta-potties. You're going to find out that R&R Sanitation porta-potties are the best hands down, which is why all the major St. Patrick's Day parades use R&R Sanitation. And if they don't, I wouldn't go to the parade, because R&R Sanitation porta-potties are bigger, they're cleaner, they're dropped off and picked up at a moment's notice. So, going forward, if you're in charge of a street festival or having some work done on the house or in charge of a charity event and you need porta-potties, there's only one place to turn to. St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, that means they're cleaner, longer, picked up and dropped off, and of course, they're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They're cleaner, longer, and they're just better. rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Set off the fireworks and ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending presents one of the lowest mortgage rates in history, 2.75%. That's right, 2.75 with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak. With rates this low, I'm urging you to lock in today.
That's right, Bob. This is an incredible low rate, and we've got it. 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call now, 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Regardless of your credit, if Golden Oak can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
This is a no-brainer. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Golden Oak Lending Show.
FHA 15-year fixed 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Ever wonder what the softest carpet on earth is? It's Smart Strand Silk by Karastan. There's nothing more luxuriously soft or more durable than carpet made of Smart Strand Silk. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. If you've been putting off buying carpeting because you haven't found any that's different than the one you already have on your floor, your wait is finally over. Smart Strand Silk is the only premium soft carpet with built-in stain and soil protection that never wears or washes off. It has exceptional durability and is on sale now at an incredible 30% off. In addition to that, Karastan's entire line of premium wools are also 30% off. So give your home the beauty it deserves and take advantage of Karastan's wool and silk sale and save 30% off the entire line this month only at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
At St. Louis Home Retention Group, helping families is a daily occurrence. Here's Steve Scallon talking about a recent success story.
You know what? We have so many success stories here. It's one of the reasons why we love to come to work each day. Here's a gentleman who lived up here in Spanish Lake, and he was out of work for nearly 12 months. Came walk into our office, sat down with the foreclosure sale date within 60 days. He had just recently returned back to work, but he didn't have any way to pay the $10,000 to $12,000 that he was behind. He came in, we worked directly with his bank to bring his loan current, to reduce his mortgage payment, and we did that based on programs that exist. It's very, very specific work. It's what we do, and we do it at a very, very high level.
Call Steve or Doug Skyron at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now, 636-527-5121, or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099. Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Amaranth's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel, and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur, and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
It's the 7th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Cottonville, and you're invited. To find out more, stpatparade.org. Sponsored by Mercy Kids, White Hair Home Decor, and Cry Distributing.
Set sail for cruises, cash, or a free slot play during the Cruises and Cash Giveaway with 100 winners Saturday, March 28th from 4 till 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Hey, it's almost spring. It's time to get ready to sell. Hi, Terry Hall here. Thinking of selling? It's time to figure out, how do you get the most for your home? What's it worth? What's the neighborhood selling for? How long will it take and how much will it cost you? Call me, Terry Hall, and take advantage of all my experience. 314-220-0524. Make the call and get all the answers you need to sell your home. I'm Terry Hall, and my number is 314-220-0524.
That cannot be all the commercials. That was only like 40 minutes of commercials. That can't be all of them.
That's it.
Let's get right Southern California for probably the shortest report he'll do all year. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. That is a restaurant, a fine restaurant. You're going to need reservations. Next door is the Smokehouse. Two terrific places, and a gift card from either or both will be well received by anybody. And now, Mike Evans. One of those days, man, things got away from us. What's going on?
Pop quiz question, little Hollywood history today. Name the name of the only Academy Award-winning actress who also won a Tony on Broadway playing the same character. Gwyneth Paltrow, Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, Meryl Streep. Answer in just a minute. Sad, Bobby Brown spends more time directing and negotiating their television reality show than he does spending time with his daughter, who's dying in a hospital.
And that surprises anybody?
No, I don't think so. By the way, Bobby Christina's brother slash boyfriend not doing well in rehab. He went there after losing it on the Dr. Phil show. Tough to beat heroin and cocaine.
That's a great family.
Funny quote from Senator John McCain, who's been kind of funny lately. He says, quote, President Obama spends more time attacking Fox News and Congress than he does attacking ISIS.
Ooh.
That's kind of funny. More politics, no matter who is elected next year, it will cost at least $1 billion to get elected. In comparison, it cost Abe Lincoln $1,000 to get elected. I guess TV and radio advertising wasn't as expensive back then.
Yeah, you're right. TV, when Abe was around, TV was really cheap.
Really, exactly. TV news, American Idol ratings are down, but I think the talent is up. The Voice ratings are up, but I think the talent on that show is down.
No, I disagree.
You disagree? Do you watch both of them?
No, but I disagree that the talent is down on The Voice. I watched enough of it to think this is a great year for talent.
Yeah, I watched The Voice last night. I thought it was pretty good.
I think Idol's talent is really good, best in years.
Okay.
Scoop, the worst five hosts of Oscars in the past 50 years, according to publicists. 1987, Paul Hogan. 1995, David Letterman. 2011, Anne Hathaway. 2013, Seth MacFarlane. And the worst, Neil Patrick Harris this year. The best, it was a three-way tie. Want to guess who any of them are?
No, this is best what?
Three-way tie of the best hosts for the Oscars.
Hmm.
Well, it has to be Billy Crystal, Johnny Carson. My guess would be Billy Crystal, Johnny Carson, Bob Hope.
You're exactly right.
Whoa!
Wow.
How about that?
You'd probably do very well if you were gambling today.
Yeah.
Date in history, March 11th, 1927, first armed car robbery. Thieves get $104,000. And March 11th, 1980, John Hinckley watches the movie Taxi Driver seven times in a row, gets up and thinks to himself, gee, if I go out and kill Ronald Reagan tomorrow, maybe Jodie Foster will go out with me.
That was a good plan.
Man, how do you even come up with something like that?
It's called crazy.
And because of the time restraint, and finally. Anyway.
No.
Little Hollywood history, named the name of the only Academy Award-winning actress who also won a Tony on Broadway playing the same character, Gwyneth Paltrow, Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, or Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
I'll say Helen Mirren.
I will also go Helen Mirren. Yeah, Helen Mirren.
She played Queen Elizabeth on both Broadway and in the movies, Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood, say.
Beyond you and I got it.
Yeah, we did.
Man, I can't, I Gwyneth Paltrow, I don't get her. I hear people go, ooh, she's so good looking. No, it's very plain to me. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Guns. That's a restaurant, and its next-door neighbor is the Smokehouse Restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. The Good Feet stores, when you go there, here's what you can expect. One, you don't need an appointment, so you just go there. You go in, they ask you why you're there. First of all, you say you're AM and the PM, that's why you're there. Then you tell them your issue. My back hurts, my neck hurts, my foot. Foot's probably going to be foot, but lots of people find relief from pain in other parts of their bodies because it's coming from their feet. Then I'll sell you shoes. They don't do that. They will have you stand up. You'll take your shoe off. You'll leave your sock on. You'll stand down. That's an expression, too, like stand down. You know, like meaning be quiet. Don't do anything. We're still in the air? I heard a bunch of clicking. I don't know if our transmitter went out. You'll push down on your feet. You'll make an imprint. And that will show them, and they're trained to look at this and know exactly what doesn't look quite right on the way you're standing. And they'll start to work on it. Start to work by going in the back and coming out with an insert or two, an arch support. They'll try one. It may work the first time. If not, they'll try another and another. And then at some point, what you hope will happen is you'll get up and walk around with that insert in your shoe, and you'll make that sound. Ah, relief. You'll notice it there in the store. If you don't, you gave it a shot. But thousands of people have found relief from pain in various parts of their bodies. The issue was coming from the feet. Number one reason people go in is pain in the feet. It's plantar fasciitis. But you'd be surprised how many other people have been helped with so many other pain issues in other parts of their body. Good Feet, two locations in the St. Louis area. Creve Coeur on Olive, just west of 270, across from Fridays. Shiloh, Illinois. Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. The Good Feet stores.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic and airborne. Here's Tim Wiley.
Yeah, it's really not a pleasant ride home for most folks, especially on Highway 40. You're still jammed up from about Kings Highway out through Spady, and then that right lane jams from that point up to Highway 270. Southbound 270, they were still working with the accident at Highway 70, and traffic is backed up to approaching between McDonnell and Highway 370 all the way down. Southbound 170 here is slowing from Del Mar down through Highway 40. They were still working with that crash on Manchester at Ranke. Only the right lanes were open in each direction. On westbound 44, you're slowing between the Cleed Station and Elm. You're heavy again from Soccer Park out through Bowles, Merritts area. Southbound 55 was a pretty good run. And eastbound 270, eastbound 270 heavy east of McDonald through New Florissant. And they still working with that accident westbound 70 near Forestell. The left lane is blocked. You're back to 40. And this report brought to you by Account Temps. Accounting students, apply for one of four $10,000 scholarships sponsored by Account Temps and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Visit accounttemps.com/AICPA. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Wow, we're actually going to get to play our full-blown closing segment. Thank you all for being with us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great, what is this?
Wednesday?
Wednesday afternoon. Yep. Now, see, why do I do that? Why do I not know what day it is? That's sad.
Know.
Isn't that sad? You know what? Overworked. Yeah. I'm taking Friday off. Have a great Wednesday afternoon, everybody.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
And we now join Fox 2 News in progress on KTRS St. Louis.
Sure, so the city of Ferguson, again, is looking at all those recommendations. We are engaging. We have already mentioned that we're engaging consultants to tell us what that price tag might be. What are those?
And you're watching Fox 2 News at 6. Continuing coverage of the Ferguson press conference. Let's continue to listen.
And so as we move forward, we'll obviously continue to keep all that in mind as we make decisions going forward.
But you're confident that you all will be able to keep a Ferguson police
department? You know, we've already engaged several experts on these issues. Rough estimates and things, you know, going forward, I would say that we believe that it's something that we can do. So we're committed to making that happen, and we'll always make the decision that's best for the city, both financially and, you know, for the future of the city. And so, you know, but right now, you know, where we're seeing going forward,